Okay, who was the most famous man in 19th century America? Well, according to historian Debbie Applegate, whoever you just thought of is probably not the correct answer. She's written a new biography called The Most Famous Man in America, and book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In April of 1865, the Reverend Henry Ward Beecher set sail from New York City to Fort Sumter, South Carolina, on a military steamship packed with dignitaries. His mission was to preach a sermon of reconciliation to mark the raising of the Stars and Stripes over the fort, which had just been recaptured by the Union Army. President Lincoln himself requested that Beecher give this historic oration. The charismatic Beecher presided over the Plymouth Church in Brooklyn. With some 3,000 members, it was the largest congregation in the nation and reputed to be a stop on the Underground Railroad. For decades, Beecher had been delivering rousing sermons, which were credited with making the anti-slavery movement palatable to white Americans with lingering doubts. In 1863, Beecher even embarked on a courageous lecture tour across England that helped sway Great Britain away from an expected alliance with the Confederacy. No wonder Lincoln invited Beecher to speak at Fort Sumter, saying, "We had better send Beecher down to deliver the address on the occasion of the raising of the flag, because if it had not been for Beecher, there would have been no flag to raise." By the time the steamship raced back to New York a few days later, America had been utterly changed. Lee had surrendered to Grant. Lincoln had been assassinated. As Beecher said, "It was the uttermost of joy and the uttermost of sorrow, noon and midnight, without a space between." That dramatic anecdote is how historian Debbie Applegate begins her account of the life of Henry Ward Beecher and simultaneously justifies the swaggering title of her book, which is called The Most Famous Man in America. If you start off reading this superb biography because Beecher's name seems hazily familiar, chiefly because of his sister, Harriet Beecher Stowe, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, you end it humbled anew by the recognition of just how fleeting fame can be and how astounding it is that a life such as Beecher's hasn't been thoroughly excavated by scholars already. In Beecher, Applegate finds a human tornado of a subject, a man who litters his correspondence and speeches with memorable quotes, stirs up outsized controversies, and has a knack for touching down at the crucial times and places of 19th century America. Because Beecher was arguably the most famous man in America during a lifetime that spanned 1813 to 1886, Applegate dazzlingly provides the social and cultural background of his time, everything from the rise of the novel, the railroad, and the department store, to the everyday horror of high infant mortality rates, to debates over evolution and the tortured connection between Christianity and the peculiar institution of slavery. So what exactly made Beecher the signal man of his age? As Applegate details, Beecher ushered in a new era of reckless optimism in America by replacing the wrathful God worshipped by the Puritans and by his own famous preacher father, Lyman Beecher, with a sunshiny God of love who, as Beecher said, "never domineers over me, but always makes me happy, so that happiness makes me good." Well, perhaps not all that good. In 1874, Beecher was publicly accused of criminal conversation with his best friend's wife. Gossip about Beecher's intense relationships with female members of his flock had in fact been circulating for some time. His enemies sneered that Beecher preached to 40 of his mistresses every Sunday. A civil case brought against Beecher by a supposedly cuckolded husband in 1875 spurred a sensational trial, by some counts garnering more headlines than the entire Civil War. The trial ended in a no verdict. That sex scandal dimmed Beecher's star, but his fame, Applegate shrewdly argues, was paradoxically eclipsed by his great success. Beecher first anticipated and then embodied the transformation of the United States from a culture that championed self-discipline, work, and fearful worship of the Almighty to one that gradually gave way to self-fulfillment, leisure, and the more amiable view that God is your friend and confidant as you stroll through life. Certainly, in Applegate's captivating biography, Beecher ultimately comes across as less the contemporary of Abraham Lincoln than a soulmate of Bill Clinton.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Most Famous Man in America by Debbie Applegate. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with the quintessential saloon song, a 1958 recording featuring Frank Sinatra and his pianist Bill Miller. They worked together for nearly 50 years. We learned yesterday that Miller died last week at the age of 91.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine. Put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you gotta be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.